My brothers and sisters in the Lord, today the church in the United States celebrates Respect Life Sunday. Today, Holy Mother Church calls each of us to celebrate the inherent dignity of all human life from conception to natural death, and to work tirelessly to promote a civilization of life. My dear friends, in our present culture, the dignity of the human person has been spat upon, mocked, and destroyed. There is no dignity of the human person to speak of anymore. Anytime someone stands up to speak about the dignity of the human person, they are shouted down in the public square and mocked for using words from an archaic culture that we have, so we are told, moved beyond and surpassed. A human person today only has dignity if others will it to be so. A child grasping for breath on the abortionist table is granted dignity solely based on the wishes of the mother. The abortionist and so many others in political office, like the emperors in the Colosseum in Rome, wait for the thumbs up or the thumbs down of the mother to decide whether the child lives or dies. My friends, embryos sit in freezers across our country. Parents have their reproductive systems mangled in order to have pleasure without the burden of children. Wars are now fought like video games through the lenses of drones. And we tell third world countries that children are the problem. And if you want any of our food to eat, you're going to have to stop having children. My friends, the deliberate killing of innocent human life is a uniquely wicked act. No amount of contextualization or deflection of our attention to other issues can obscure that. That is precisely why Cardinal John O'Connor, Bishop James McHugh, and others pressed so hard for the passage of the U.S. Bishop's 1998 pastoral letter, Living the Gospel of Life. As Cardinal Bernardine once wisely noted, Catholic teaching is a seamless garment of respect for human life, from conception to natural death. It makes no sense, my friends, to champion the cause of unborn children if we ignore their basic needs once they're born. Thus, it's no surprise that year in and year out, nearly all Catholic dioceses in the United States devote far more time, personnel, and material resources to providing social services to the poor and education to young people than we do to opposing abortion. But of course, my friends, children need to survive the womb before they can have needs like food, shelter, counseling, and good health care. Humanity's priority right, the one that undergirds all other rights, is the right to life. As the American bishops wrote in 1998, and I quote, "Opposition to abortion and euthanasia does not excuse indifference to those who suffer from poverty, violence, and injustice. Any politics of human life must work to resist the violence of war and the scandal of capital punishment. Any politics of human dignity must seriously address issues of racism, poverty, hunger, employment, education, housing, and health care. But right in such matters can never excuse a wrong choice regarding direct attacks on innocent human life. Indeed, the failure to protect and defend life in its most vulnerable stages renders suspect any claims to the rightness of positions in other matters affecting the poorest and least powerful in our community. If we understand that the human person is a temple of the Holy Spirit, the living house of God, then these latter issues fall logically into place as the crossbeams and walls of that house. All direct attacks on innocent human life, such as abortion and euthanasia, strike at the house's foundation. These directly and immediately violate the human person's most fundamental right, the right to life. Neglect of these issues is the equivalent of building our house on sand. Such attacks cannot help but lull the social conscience in ways ultimately destructive of other human rights." End quote. My friends, 3 years ago, Kermit Gosnell was stripped of his medical license and convicted of murdering 3 infants born alive from abortion procedures. He operated a Philadelphia abortion clinic that more closely resembled a butcher shop than a medical clinic. His medical clinic environment was uglier than the pleasant restaurants and offices captured on the Center for Medical Progress's undercover videos. Those videos show a face of Planned Parenthood, senior staffers chatting casually about the dismemberment and sale of fetal body parts that can only be called repugnant. But it's not surprising, my friends, if aborted children are simply lumps of potentially useful and profitable tissue, then what's the problem? In these and in similar events, my brothers and sisters, a big fat mirror was held up to our nation, and a monster from the depths of hell illustrated and showed us exactly what we don't want to see in ourselves. We hate children, we hate life, and we hate human dignity in this country. And it's all on life support. The character of the Joker in Batman's The Dark Knight utters a seriously frightening and seriously prophetic line about us. And I quote, "Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that a gangbanger will get shot or a truckload of soldiers will be blown up, nobody panics because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mayor will die, well, then, everyone loses their minds." End quote. My friends, we are accustomed to the plan of 4,000 abortions a day. It has become part of our character as a nation, and it has faded away into simply being a part of the plan. The dignity of children, my brothers and sisters, does not come simply from the fact that their parents happen to want them. Their dignity comes from the fact that God wanted them and willed them into existence. That is the sole source of human dignity, and we are meant to marvel at the dignity of such miraculous creation. The miraculous nature of it all only amplified by the fact that all of us have been blessed with a role to play in nurturing and bringing into existence the miracles that are human persons. My friends, we have been anti-life, an anti-child, an anti-family, an anti-human dignity for a long time in this country. And it's time to stand up and say, enough is enough. We must rise up and demand a return to the respect for the human dignity of the human person. We must rise up and say that a child is not a choice. A child does not derive his or her dignity from the choice of another human person. A child does not derive his or her dignity based on whether they are born into poverty or not. We must rise up and say that every human person has an indisputable dignity, and that dignity is given to each human person by God with a capital G. And if we refuse to do that, if we refuse to acknowledge how utterly evil and depraved this nation is becoming, and if we fail to acknowledge how rotten the plan has become that we call everyday life in America, then we should never expect a return to sanity. A very holy priest once told me that if your ship is sinking, it's a good idea to plug up the biggest hole first. My brothers and sisters, if we can't get together and get on board with defending life from conception to natural death, I have a feeling that all those other smaller holes that we talk about won't matter, because the ship will have sunk. I realize that some of you may rather not hear what I am saying today. Let me counter by telling you that I would rather not have to say it. But I will not stand before God on Judgment Day and have to admit that I said nothing about the greatest horror perpetuated in our country. Some people think that this is simply a political issue and it has no place in the church. I would counter by saying with St. James that faith without works is dead, or with St. Paul who writes, "The one who will not care for his own family is worse than an unbeliever and has already cast aside his faith," or with St. John who writes, "God is love," or with Jesus who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." The life. My brothers and sisters, do you think a God who is love and life could look upon the destruction of his little ones with anything less than horror? The church, my brothers and sisters, is the hands and eyes and feet of God in the world, must try to act as he would act. And if we don't, then we don't deserve to be called his church. And we may lose many battles, my friends, but our faith tells us that we will not in the end lose the war. May we never be afraid to stand up for the truth. May we be courageous witnesses to the gospel of life. And may we always remember that no matter what the opposition may be, that there is no man on earth and no devil in hell that will stop the spread of the gospel.